This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight, first off, we're going to talk about Swaziland. This African nation of Swaziland, where it's currently illegal to be gay, wants to host its first Pride Parade and Festival. So the local LGBTI organisation, the Rock of Hope, it's because it's got a massive rock in its country, has filed an application to hold the event in the capital, Mbabane. As a former British colony, Swaziland still has the colonial anti-sodomy laws, in addition to other laws prohibiting adoption by same-sex couples. These same laws that we're going to be talking about tonight.
Indeed.
So the King of Swaziland has said that same-sex relationships are satanic, and the Prime Minister Dlamini has gone further to say that being gay is an abnormality and a sickness. So we know that across Africa, gay rights are pretty poor in general, not everywhere. But if this goes ahead, it will be a history-making event. It will take place around the same time as many other prides around the world, marking the anniversary of New York City's Stonewall riots of 1969. So I hope for one that this goes ahead.
Yes, sounds like a positive development. Strange to have a pride march when you don't actually have laws allowing homosexuality. Damien.
Over to the USA, where transgender runners who qualify can take part in the Boston Marathon as their identified gender, according to the officials. The issue has garnered attention following a profile in Canadian Running of three transgender women who signed up for the race. Comments to the article included reservation from readers that the elevated testosterone levels would potentially bump other women from the race who would have otherwise qualified.
There's no actual explicit policy on trans runners, according to the Boston Athletic Association, but they said runners have been asking for several years to compete in the marathon with the same gender identity which they qualified.
In a statement, the NPR says, "We don't require that runners outline their gender identity history with us, so we can't say for certain how many trans runners are in our race. We do know that we have had several transgender runners in the past. At the levels of elite competition, registering under one's identified gender has been more of an issue for transgender athletes who are assigned male at birth. The Olympics revisited its guidelines ahead of the 2016 Rio Games, allowing athletes to participate without gender confirmation surgery, but requiring female transgender registrants to prove that testosterone levels did not exceed a certain amount. New York and Chicago marathons have also said that runners can participate under their qualifying gender."
So the Boston Marathon is scheduled for Monday, April 16th. If anyone's going, good luck.
Mm. I think we'll be hearing more of that topic because it seems to be a big issue at the moment about transgender and testosterone levels and the argument around whether it's really a justifiable.
Absolutely, and we'll keep hearing about it until the laws are fair and reflected in all sporting codes across the world.
Yep.
Now, in the Ukraine, the likelihood of gay propaganda law coming into fruition has been temporarily quashed by the country's anti-discrimination ombudsman. Ukraine's human rights, non-discriminatory and gender equity ombudsman has demanded the removal of a petition vying for the creation of a gay propaganda law, which had accrued a measly 23,000 signatures. Mm. Now, the petition claimed that non-traditional sexual orientation of parents has been a terrible influence on children's future life. It also claimed that adoption by homosexuals was, in fact, an act of violence against these children.
So this petition had sadly garnered some powerful signatures by the time it was shut down on 28th of March, including support from various churches and other religious organisations.
And shame on them. Now, citing Article 68 of Ukraine's constitution, the Ombudsman ruled that the petition encroached upon the rights and freedoms, honour and dignity of all of other persons. Ukraine's stance towards LGBT plus issues has altered drastically in recent months. Great to hear.
Yeah, that's for the better there.
And some further good news from France now. And the French Parliament has voted to protect LGBT asylum seekers from persecution. The Parliament's Legislative Committee has voted almost unanimously for a measure to protect LGBT asylum seekers from deportation if they stand to face punishment in their for their sexuality in their home country. The amendment, initially put forward by around 50 members of Parliament by President Macron's La République En Marche party, Republic on the Move, was passed by France's lower house. The proposed change seeks to exclude countries that penalise homosexuality from France's official list of safe countries of origin. Under current law, asylum seekers who come to France from a country on this list can be deported through a fast-track system, even if they make an appeal.
So if the amendment is passed by France's Senate, migrants who come from countries which penalise same-sex relationships will be able to make an appeal if their asylum request is rejected without risking deportation in the process, which is an enormous sense of safety for them.
Mm.
Unfortunately, three major countries have been withdrawn from the proposed change. They're India, Ghana and Senegal. But nonetheless, if amendment is passed by France's Senate, migrants who come from countries with penalised same-sex relationships will be able to make an appeal to France's National Court for the right to asylum if their asylum request is rejected without risking deportation in the process. However, some refugee rights advocates said the amendment did not go far enough to protect LGBT asylum seekers.
Now, in brief, Singapore, a couple has launched a high court challenge against a ruling that their marriage be annulled after one of the couple underwent a sex change, making their partnership a same-sex union and therefore illegal under Singapore law.
Also in Singapore, hit gay film Love, Simon has been given an R21 rating, meaning you have to be over 21 to see it, oh my lord.
Over to Malaysia, a transgender woman has accused a high-end restaurant chain Nobu of telling her to act like a man if she wanted the job.
And New Zealand passes law to erase historical gay sex convictions. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.